final thing I want to ask you about is, a number of times you've referred to the use of taxanes in the adjuvant setting. Can you talk about what's involved in selecting what type of taxane you're going to use and what your thoughts are on the newest addition to the taxane armamentarium, nab-paclitaxel?
Well, taxanes have proven to be very useful drugs in preventing recurrence of breast cancer. A variety of studies have shown that adding taxanes to anthracycline-based chemotherapy can lower the risk of recurrence. And so we have three commercially available taxanes in the United States, paclitaxel, docetaxel, and nab-paclitaxel, as you said. I think most oncologists, including myself, are kind of creatures of habit, and we tend to use regimens that we are familiar with and feel comfortable with based on their support in the literature. So, you know, my most typical taxane-based chemotherapy program has been AC followed by paclitaxel. If the tumor is HER2-positive, as we just were discussing, I typically give AC followed by weekly paclitaxel with concurrent trastuzumab. If the tumor is not HER2-positive, I tend to give the dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel every two-week schedule that the CALGB-9741 study has so well described. There are other individuals who give docetaxel, and there are other docetaxel-based regimens, the TAC regimen, for instance, and that's been shown to be superior to a non-taxane regimen called FAC, so that's an option. Both dose-dense AC paclitaxel and TAC essentially require extensive growth factor support, so there's not huge advantages one way or the other there. There was a four-arm study reported a year ago that compared AC followed by one of four different ways of giving taxanes, weekly paclitaxel or every three-week paclitaxel versus weekly docetaxel versus every three-week docetaxel. It just shows you how fast the field moves, because when that study was drafted in 1999, it seemed like a cutting-edge question. When the results were reported in 2005, it was greeted with an enormous yawn. People didn't really think it was relevant to our practice anymore. What it showed overall was really no major difference between the taxanes as given in that study. So I think either of these is quite reasonable. For the moment, there really are very limited data for the nab-paclitaxel in the adjuvant setting. We've just completed a feasibility pilot looking at nab-paclitaxel, and we'll hopefully be reporting that in 2007. I think that—
How is it used in the study you
did? We used it as a substitute for dose-dense sort of underived paclitaxel, pure paclitaxel. It's not FDA approved for use in the adjuvant setting. And, you know, because we have such a wealth of experience with the other taxanes, I think pride of place goes to them.
How do you compare the safety and tolerability profiles of the three taxanes?
Well, you know, we use them frequently in different ways. So paclitaxel, I typically give on a once-a-week schedule because randomized studies have shown that weekly paclitaxel is superior to every three-week paclitaxel. In the adjuvant setting, we also give it on that dose-dense every two-week schedule, and we have a lot of safety data for that. For docetaxel, I typically give it every 3 weeks. That's the FDA-approved schedule, and that's where most of the impressive data with docetaxel have been derived. Every two-week paclitaxel and every three-week docetaxel more or less require G-CSF support in routine practice. They have slightly different side effect profiles. They both require corticosteroid co-administration. Most of them are reasonably well tolerated. Increasingly, though, as we incorporate biologicals into our therapy, I'm sort of building around the biologic regimen. So, for instance, in the metastatic setting, I frequently give paclitaxel with bevacizumab. That was a regimen that used weekly paclitaxel. As you've already heard, I give every two-week paclitaxel in the adjuvant chemo setting. If it's HER2-positive, I give weekly. So I tend to, in my practice, you know, give the drug on the schedule the way it was best studied.